NBC News, Democrats blame Biden White House for bleak midterm prospects. By Jacob Bliss on May 31, 2022. Roughly 6 months away from the midterm elections, NBC News reports President Joe Biden's angst is rippling through the party as lawmakers are blaming the White House for their dim prospects in November. Biden's angst is rippling through the party. Democratic lawmakers are sparring among themselves and blaming the White House for their dim prospects in November, NBC News wrote in a story about the inside of the Biden White House being adrift after a year of being in office. One retiring House Democrat, Representative Stephanie Murphy, DFL, hammered the Biden administration by saying that the White House has failed in putting together an intellectually honest plan to fight the skyrocketing inflation and the price hikes on everyday goods and services. NBC News pointed out that polling has shown that economic issues are ranked first among what Americans are concerned about the most. In fact, Murphy stated that the bill to crack down on alleged gas price gouging that passed the House isn't an answer to ease constituents' concerns. "If I sound frustrated, it's because I hear from my constituents," Murphy explained to NBC News. "They're struggling. This is not a time for political games. It's not the time for finding bogeymen." Additionally, a spokeswoman for Murphy told the news outlet that the congresswoman has not talked about any policy options with a senior White House official in 6 months. The White House resisted by saying Murphy has been in very regular contact with our staff here. This also comes as the same report claimed that Biden has become increasingly frustrated and has vented to White House aides about not receiving any credit from Americans or news media for actions he believes have helped the country, particularly on the economy. Biden has also reportedly told his aides that Democrats are not on TV enough to defend him. The report from NBC News came after the Memorial Day weekend when the Civics rolling job approval average showed that Biden's job approval rating was underwater in 47 states, including the typically dark blue California and his home state of Delaware. His overall job approval is back down to 34%, while 55% disapprove of him as president. Overall, he had a net approval of negative 21. Having been in office for over a year, Biden has received low approval ratings due to his handling of the supply chain crisis, record high inflation, a baby formula shortage, and the botched Afghanistan withdrawal. His marquee legislative proposal, the $1.75 trillion Build Back Better Act, BBB, has been dead in the water. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.